Today on Accept the Mystery, we're not talking about a movie. Today, we bring the movie to you in a very special episode entitled The Cannoli of Promise Hill. JFIO presents.
What? Are you kidding? We got us a family here.
This ain't no coon.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here and debate.
I'll show you the life of a mind.
You will find a fortune. It would not be the fortune you seek.
I suppose you think you've raised hell.
When I've raised hell, you'll know it.
Something is very wrong. I don't want Santana Abraxas. I've just been in a terrible auto accident.
What's the most you ever lost in a coin toss?
Sometimes knowledge is a curse.
Accept the Mystery, a Coen Brothers podcast.
Hello, guys. This is Josh Richmond, and you are listening to Accept the Mystery, the Coen Brothers-themed podcast where we talk about every single Coen Brothers movie in absurd, ridiculous, excruciating lengths of detail. Lengths of detail? Amounts. Small amounts of detail. Pixels of detail. Mini pixels. If this podcast had a resolution, it would be like a 5 megapixels of detailed analysis of Coen Brothers films. Except for today, because today is a very special episode of Accept the Mystery. You'll notice it's just me in the room right now, but the recording you are about to hear was recorded a few weeks ago. In that recording, you will hear some voices, one of which is mine, Josh Richmond. You know it well. The deep, resident, soothing voice that lulls you to sleep every single night, I assume. If you guys do have issues with insomnia, I will say, except the mystery, you know, and podcasts in general, maybe not great for an alarm clock, but for like a going to sleep clock, especially if you can isolate and just loop like the most relaxing tones of my voice and turn that into some sort of lullaby system. Go to sleep, little babies. There, it's my gift to you. You can just put that on a loop. Will work wonders. You're gonna get like full REM sleep from that. What was I saying? You're going to hear voices on this recording. One of those voices is mine. Another of those voices is the incomparable Jackie Lechtolze, who you've heard on pretty much every single episode of this program. Two other voices you will hear, you may have heard on Josh Figures It Out. They would be Franco Pillsbury and Frank My Hero. You will probably hear both of them on upcoming normal episodes of Accept the Mystery as well. Because they're my buddies and they're funny and they have opinions about movies. Don't we all? But they have good ones. Don't we all? Nope, you don't. That's why you're listening to this, so that we can give our opinions about movies to you, and you can sound smart at cocktail parties. Is this working? Is my being vague about what this episode is, plus like the special theme song and everything, is this stirring up any kind of interest for what's about to happen? This is a movie, guys. You're about to experience a full feature-length, not exactly feature-length, more like about an hour, give or take, maybe 45 minutes, if you don't count some of the prelude stuff. It's like a real movie with the visuals off. It's like a movie you're listening to. Point is, it's cinematic. Here is a deep, deep callback for hardcore Accept the Mystery fans. Back in episode 1, the episode titled Blood Simple featuring Jay Frosting. Midway through the episode, Jay, being a fellow connoisseur of certain sorts of obscure games, brought up a game called Fiasco. He was saying, if you're such a big Coen Brothers fan, you should play this game called Fiasco. It's a storytelling game where you and a group of friends enact a plot that is kind of like a Coen Brothers movie plot, using the tools found in this game set. You know, essentially you pick some characters and you pick some locations and you give each other some motivations and then you act out a bunch of scenes starting from that setup and you kind of figure out how it all shakes out and plays out and, you know, and who gets whacked and who gets the treasure, etc., etc. And I was like, that sounds awesome. So fairly soon after we recorded that episode, I sought out this game Fiasco on Amazon and I bought it. It's this interesting game. Storytelling games are kind of becoming their own genre now. If you don't know what a storytelling game is, almost, you know, think of things like role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons, but you're taking out a lot of the math and the dice rolling and kind of just getting the essence of the game, which is you're playing characters and you're telling stories. And usually you get the best results with players who are good at storytelling, improvisation, writing, which luckily my friends are. We're all improvisers here. I got some of those friends together and we had a test run and I was like, man, this game is fun. And not only that, I bet it would make a really good episode of Accept the Mystery if we just recorded ourselves playing a game of Fiasco and then cut it down to just the story parts and turn that into a podcast. So that's what I did. And that's what you're about to hear. So you don't have to understand how exactly Fiasco works in order to enjoy this episode. If you're curious about it, I'll put a link on the webpage when this is released. And in addition, I can tell you right now, if you're too lazy to Google Fiasco, which how can you be too lazy to Google something? That's pretty much the laziest thing you can do. But you could go to bullypulpitgames.com/games/fiasco, bullypulpitgames.com/games/fiasco to get a full rule set and a better sense of what we're playing here. But you don't need to understand the rules of the game in order to enjoy this particular podcast, because I have elided over a lot of the rules parts or the parts where I'm just explaining how to play the game. You're occasionally going to hear us make references to things like, okay, roll the dice now, or okay, give this dice to another player, or there's lots of things involving dice. But it's actually not that complicated of a game. The dice are used pretty sparingly. But sometimes we'll make reference to that, or we might make reference to picking certain situations or scenarios out of a book, which this is the book that came with the game, but only a little bit. I've cut out most of that. I've edited what was about a 3-hour gameplay session, which also included a pizza break, etc., down to about an hour's worth of story. In fact, slightly less than that, because when I'm done with this intro, the first 15 to 20 minutes or so are the setup. But you'll hear us go through that process, figure out what our characters are and what our names are and what our relationships are to each other. I think it's pretty entertaining, but you don't have to listen to that. If you would prefer, you could skip ahead to about the 26-minute mark. Does this all sound confusing? Hopefully it won't be confusing once you listen to the real thing. In fact, I've probably already talked enough and made enough disclaimers. I'll make one more disclaimer, which is that we didn't have that many microphones, so occasionally the sound might be slightly muddier than normal Accept the Mystery standards, and I do apologize for that. But everything should be audible here. Our regularly scheduled programming will resume next week. We are going to take on the untouchable No Country for Old Men. And I'll come back at the very end just to wrap things up and see how you guys enjoyed that. Until then, I'm going to shut up now. And then I'm going to start talking immediately after I shut up because I'm going to start playing a recording. In any case, enjoy me and my friends playing a game of Fiasco. So thank you guys for doing this thing.
You're welcome.
This is going to be kind of an experiment, but having played Fiasco one time before, I thought, hey, this would actually make a really fun podcast episode.
Josh, use microphone while talking.
You guys are kind of going to just share the mic. This game sounds more complicated than it is. There's a shitload of dice in the middle, but it's not like Dungeons & Dragons where you're constantly rolling dice. You're basically just using it to keep track of stuff.
I'm confused already.
What's that?
I said I'm confused already. Just kidding.
Basically, all we're doing is... There's a brief setup period where we're going to create our characters and figure out our relationships to each other. Right. And then the game itself is just playing out a series of improv scenes.
Okay.
And the dice are kind of there to help structure the state of the game and structure the story and bring it to its conclusion. First, we start with the player who grew up in the smallest town. It's not me.
Well, I grew up in Orange County.
Oh, okay, then it's me.
Where'd you grow
because
up?
Technically in the Santa Rosa Valley, which is...
That's you.
Under...
Yeah, definitely
I don't know,
you.
It's not very many people.
There's six... You see there's six relationship categories?
Mm-hmm.
You're going
Crime.
To...
Oh, gotcha.
You're gonna pick one of the. You're not gonna pick one of the small ones. You're gonna pick one of the broader relationship categories that corresponds to one of the numbers of the dice that's already on the table.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, the big categories. So
yeah, out of the big categories.
Okay. Well, crime, obviously. That's good.
Cool. Well, then who do you want to have a criminal relationship?
Like partners in crime? Yeah.
You don't know yet if it's going to be partners in crime. It's going to be one of those six in the crime category. You don't know what yet.
In crime.
And go ahead and write crime under relationship.
Okay.
Between us, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Then it goes clockwise, which means... Jackie. Yeah.
Okay, so now what do I do?
Jackie, you grab the book.
You pick one.
Oh, now, you either...
choose whichever...
You have a choice. You can either pick a broad category to put on one of the remaining green cards, or you can pick one of these six underneath crime and make that relationship more specific.
Mm, you could make sure that we're partners in crime.
Oh, got it. Okay, so we're going to be organized crime figures and wannabes.
Okay. Yeah, in that case, that means one person is like a mobster and one person is supposed to be a mobster. You don't know who yet.
Oh.
That's okay, because that still means we're together.
Yeah, oh, totally. You can have like ideas in mind. This it's all going to kind of come together at once. All
right.
Frank and I are going to have a romantic relationship.
I support this. Oh my gosh. Brief story about that sound effect. The bomb chicka wow wow.
Okay.
In sophomore year of college, one of my roommates didn't know what that insinuated, so like she kept saying it like when she would do random things like vacuuming, and she'd be like bum and we'd all laugh because it's hilarious if you do it in other scenarios.
Yeah.
And like finally one day, like, we realized she just didn't know. No. And it was a really strange revelation for her.
I love it.
Oh, at the same time, I have also never seen an adult movie that ever actually had music like that.
Oh yeah. No.
I'll just go romance, former lovers.
Sorry, that works.
Do I write this?
That works.
Yeah, go ahead and write former lovers.
Former lovers.
Frank and I are former lovers.
I knew it. I knew it.
Soon to be current.
Hopefully.
I think it'll be a renewed relationship.
Also, so you guys know, like, our genders are not set in stone. Nothing's set in stone. I could be playing a woman. You could be playing a man.
We'll find out.
We're going to be dudes.
It's just like an impulse.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We're mafia dogs.
Let's see. I want... So I could be family with someone or make someone family.
You can make me and Josh family.
Yeah.
Which seems... It feels right to me.
Sure.
Just going to say.
All right. There you go. You guys are family.
I know. All right. Now I'm going to pick what kind of family we are.
Yes.
Or I can pick what you
are.
Or
you could pick what Frank and I are.
Right.
What are we?
We're nothing. We're nothing.
Well, in that case...
No!
I'm going to use this last three.
Okay.
Because I want Frank and Franco to be from the past.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that mean time travel?
Wait, does that mean we're from the past? Or
no, you'll
past?
See. You'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Okay. I think this works, actually, because I'm going to put a 1 on this, which means Frank and Franco are in some, either a criminal and either a parole officer or a detective.
I have so much crime surrounding me.
That's
okay,
our job.
So, wait, can I write it?
So we're like Key and Peele in Fargo.
And then, Frank, you're going to have to figure out what kind of family Jackie and I are.
Okay. Parent and child.
No!
What
number is that?
Number 1.
No, I didn't want that.
Oh, well.
That's what you get.
You know, Josh is going to end up being my dad.
You don't know that. I could end up being your boss.
I don't
know. Be...
Okay. So now here's the next stage of this, and here's where the other 8 dice come into play.
Okay.
The page after relationships, there's 3 other sets. There's needs, like different motives people can have. There's locations, and there's objects.
Okay.
Now, and then, so each of our cards are going to have 1 detail, and it could be either a need, a location, or an object.
That's a good one. I don't know why you don't like that, because you could do all sorts of...
Oh, there's good stuff there.
Lion King things, like you can hold Josh up.
Okay. Oh, right. So I pick one of them.
One of them. One broad category. So
and I give it to someone else or to myself?
You can give it to any of the green cards on the table.
Oh, right. It's the relationship, so yeah. We both have that need.
So the need means, yeah, it's always shared between people. So location means that they have that location in common in some way. Mm-hmm. Object means both of them have that object in common in some way. Like, we end up figuring out the further details from there ourselves.
Got it.
Yeah.
The needs are funny.
And you know, you try to do it in a way that makes our... We're going to figure out basically our characters and relationships from all this stuff. We are former lovers. We are parent and child. You guys are criminal associates, and you're a criminal and detective pair, and somehow.
I think I'm your mom.
You
or your dad. I'm actually probably your dad.
This might be a power struggle.
No, I'm your dad. I'm the boss.
I'm going to say we want to get even.
Whoa. Ooh,
well, okay. Then.
Not necessarily with each other.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No, you guys
There's
are
a lot of things.
Yeah, no, it means like you guys would be potentially pairing up to get even with...
Yeah, with someone else.
With someone else.
I'm going to give you guys, you two, number four.
Us four?
Yeah.
Is that, what is that?
Yeah, it's Promise Hill.
Promise Hill.
Ooh, I like
okay.
It.
Yeah.
That has promise.
It sure does.
Whoa.
So I gave it to you.
Whoa.
We only have one quarter left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm deciding.
It's a big
guys,
pick. Big pick.
You guys need to get even with a family member.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Like that. Probably a wife who snitched. Am I right?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Or perhaps a parent or child.
Yeah, an errant child.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
What am I doing, Josh?
Probably a stupid child of the Mafia Don.
So you get to choose. You can either make our location more specific, or you can choose an object, or a need or location for one of the other two cards.
Number four. Promise Hill, Promise Hill Country Club number one.
Oh, okay. So now
I gotta show you my badge.
Oh, so now I pick.
Cool.
Okay.
So we are okay. We're former lovers who perhaps met at the Promise Hill Country Club. Perhaps we just had some sort of illicit liaison there.
I like that.
Yeah.
When I was in school, then my friend worked at Disneyland. He was goofy, and he said if terrorists ever attacked Disneyland, that different like. Things were responsible for different, departments. Like he said, security responsible for defense. And if Disneyland got locked down, and have you ever seen a fight at Disneyland? The security doesn't do anything; they just wait for the police to come. And he said, as a character, that he would be part of the morgue. And then we all laughed at him. And
oh no!
Then it turned out he was absolutely wrong. That there's no such provisions. And that's it. It was interesting, though, because ever since then, we'd be able to bring it up if he ever got too lippy with us. You know?
We're going to have to do an object for the last one. But for me and Frank, I'm going to say I really want one specific getaway. But I can't choose both. I want this to be a double five.
Yeah. You'll have to hope maybe Jackie backs you up.
Well, she's an officer of the court. We cannot cheat.
Oh, all right. No, I'll double five you.
No, there's no agreements. That's collusion. What's the legal term for that?
Five.
Entrapment.
It's called conspiracy, and it's actually not a conspiracy.
Racketeering.
It's not racketeering.
Criminal enterprise. They're really getting into this game.
Yeah, did
they
you
are
know
really getting
what
into
our relationship
this.
Is? What do you think was going
to
happen?
So our need is five to get away.
Under RICO,
like
this
five.
Is I call foul.
Yeah, no, but what I'm asking is you're talking about your relationship with them.
Yeah, with Frank.
Yeah, I'm going to give. Wait, can I give you a?
The there's
five?
One five left. You can give.
Yeah,
it.
I'll give it to you.
You give me a high five.
Wait,
oh,
is that what
us.
You want? That's what you want, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna give it to you. So now you get away with the biggest lie this town has ever heard.
Whoa!
I just like that.
It's called friendship, right there. What I just said for Franco. I just
thank
wanna,
you.
I'll make that really clear.
Jackie, we have some sort of unsavory object between us.
What?
Oh.
It's fucking awkward.
And Frank's
that's
gonna choose
really
which unsavory object it is, and it can be any one of those.
Oh,
oh God.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh God.
Oh, dear. This is gonna be some weird incest, isn't it? Oh.
No,
number
sorry.
Two.
I feel like that's my fault.
That is kind of your fault.
Night.
I didn't know.
Night vision goggles and flexi cuffs, whatever those are.
What's a flexi cuff?
I don't know.
Cuff okay. Or cup?
Cuffs.
Oh, like.
Like those things they tie, like those ties.
Flexi cuffs.
Like when
probably.
The police.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking like about.
Like when they arrest rioters.
That's
and
like
stuff.
A plastic tie thing.
Yeah, it's a plastic tie. Okay. So here's where we're at right now. And the final step is basically going to be figuring out exactly who we are and what our relationships are. And then the purple card, we give ourselves a name. Each of us gets a character
okay.
name.
Ooh, cool.
So here's what we have on paper. Frank and I are former lovers who, maybe something having to do with the Promise Hill Country Club. I'm going to say it makes sense that we either met there or we're both country club members. Maybe one of us is a member, one of us is a waiter or something like that. Jackie and I are in some way a parent-child relationship who, for some reason, both have access to this pair of night vision goggles and plastic cuffs. Frank and Franco are a part criminal. One of them is a criminal, and one of them is a parole officer slash detective. And they are planning to get away with the biggest lie this town has ever heard.
Together, or do we each have maybe a separate?
Not necessarily. It could be. It could be just one of you guys, as long as the other one is like involved or implicated somehow.
Okay.
And then you guys are. One of you is like a gangster, and one of them is like a wannabe gangster.
Okay, organized crime figure and wannabe.
Organized crime figure and wannabe. And you want to get, one of you guys wants to get, or both of you guys wants to get even with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It seems like it would make sense for me to be that family member.
With my own child?
Or your own parent.
Incest.
I'm going to say child.
Well,
maybe you snitched on me and I'm in jail, or I went to jail. And he's my parole officer.
Yeah,
Frank's
like,
my parole.
That's what's up. Like, I fucked you guys over in some way.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're that like the idiot it. Son, AJ, who's, like, screwing everything up.
And then we're, then we're lovers.
No, you were,
Maybe I'm your daughter.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
But isn't this, like, an improv thing where instead of fixing it down, you just establish it in the scene?
No, this is the base that we're going to improv on.
So then that means, though, that you and you guys are former lovers.
Yeah, absolutely.
What if Josh was working at the country
absolutely.
Club and you were a patron?
Absolutely.
I walked
into a bathroom because I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and you were there scrubbing a toilet on your knees, and it was, like, so vulnerable, and I was like, my God, I'm really attracted to this Mexican woman.
Okay. Then she stayed on her knees.
Oh my God. Franco! Franco's never said anything like that.
Mics are fine.
Leave it in.
Please cut that out.
Nope. You've signed a release. An oral release.
And even though.
oral release.
Oh no. When have I ever said something like that?
I know.
And even though I am the heir to the Frisbee fortune, I. Felix Frisbee have become a parole officer, and I take my job very seriously because I really care about the town of Promise Hill.
Yeah, town of Promise Hill. I'm cool with, okay.
And we have to keep our relationship secret because you're lowly.
I mean, we're not even. We may not even be dating anymore. This is in the past.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean you're not still.
I still,
up.
I still want you.
Yeah, you might still be hung up on me.
I think about you every time I go to the bathroom. I think about you every time I see a caution sign, slippery and wet, when I'm in a bathroom.
Okay. Yeah. So in that case, okay, if Felix is the parole officer, then you're a criminal of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
you have to decide if you're the organized crime figure or if you're the wannabe organized crime figure.
Well, Franco's going to give herself, she's going to make herself Don Franco right now.
Well, don't say, you guys, you're all figuring this out.
Check it out.
She calls herself Don Franco.
We both want to be the real.
Right, which is ironic because the other one is the wannabe, so we both want to be
But what does the wannabe really mean? Like, what
I know it's like the guy, like, come on, I want to be part of the mob.
Give me a cut.
It's like Henry Hill at the beginning of Goodfellas. You know, like, give me a chance.
But if
I could be a gangster just because I'm Irish.
An up-and-comer.
But, like, don't they then not commit crimes?
They do.
No, they commit crimes. It just means you're
that's
not,
how
like,
they advance.
You're not as high on the
like,
totem
I'm,
pole.
If,
and,
let's
and,
just say, theoretically, if I was the Don, you're, like, the guy who's, like, trying to prove yourself.
Yeah.
And clearly I failed because I got arrested.
Before, right. So
or maybe you were, like, a small-time
you've served
criminal.
Your time.
You've been in and out of jail a bunch, but now you've decided, okay, it's time to stop fucking around. I'm going to get with the real criminals.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm on my way up.
So you're a wannabe.
All right, I'll be it. I'll be the wannabe.
All right.
In that like, Spice Girl
you.
Song. Wannabe, right? You could be, that could be your song.
So we think it's just
Spice
about,
Girls?
I feel like we've...
Right?
If you want to be mine, wannabe.
Then you,
so I feel like we've just about figured this out now. If you're the Don...
Yeah, and you're my
Don
daughter.
Something. I'm the dumb daughter who's still like officially like part of the mob, so I'm kind of untouchable.
Why are you cleaning toilets?
It's just
to get away from your mom. But believe me, that's where I met you.
Well, wait. Okay. Well, wait. Maybe I'm not cleaning
maybe
toilets.
She's
maybe
not
I'm
just cleaning toilets.
You're cleaning toilets.
Maybe I'm just at the country club, and we met at the country club.
Yeah, but you were in the bathroom. You were scrubbing the toilet with a toothbrush.
But
you're a Scientologist.
Frank has a specific fantasy.
This is specific. I mean,
well, he could. I mean, she could be working at a country club just as sort of like a cover. Like she has like a regular job.
It would make more sense if I was like a cocktail waitress.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's like a beautiful daughter of the boss.
I've got like,
this is Meadow Soprano.
Yeah, but
talking.
I'm
about. Got like, you think she's like, scrubbing toilets?
I've got like fake tits and bleach blonde hair, and I'm like a hot cocktail.
I'm not into that.
No, you have brown
that doesn't
hair.
Turn
you're
on.
Italian, all right? Your mother's not going to be okay with blonde hair.
And you dropped, let's say you dropped an earring in a toilet, and you're reaching in, and I saw you with her hand halfway through down the hall.
Okay, we can meet in a bathroom. That's fine. I'm just saying I'm not cleaning toilets.
You're reaching your hand in a toilet.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay. Now that we figured all this out, we all have to pick names for ourselves. And then we're going to say our character description into the mic just to set this all up. And then we're going to get started with the game proper.
All right, I'm skipping over the part where we batted around some potential name suggestions and figured out the rest of the details. And I'm going to skip ahead to us describing our characters for the remainder of the podcast. So, hey, I'm Lana Zanetti. I work at the Promise Hill Country Club. I'm a cocktail waitress, and some guys think I'm pretty hot, but some guys think I'm kind of strange looking. I don't know. I think I'm cute. And there's this guy named Felix Frisbee. We used to bang. We met in the bathroom stall. He's kind of, pretty cute, but I don't know. Not really my thing. I haven't seen him around a lot lately. I don't know. He's got something shady going on. And then my dad, Carlo, is this total jerk, but he's like kind of got mafia ties, so I'm not allowed to say that. Anyway, I'm Lana.
I'm Felix Frisbee. I'm a federal agent working at my parents' I frequent my parents' country club at Promise Hill, where I'm trying to take down one of the most notorious mobsters in the free world, Don Carlo
Zanetti. Wait, how old are you, Felix?
I'm 21.
And you're a parole officer?
I'm a federal agent of a federal.
He used to be a parole officer, I guess.
You were one of those like prodigies.
Used to?
Like,
I'm like Veronica Mars.
Boom. I like
is
that.
Is that possible? Okay.
The truth is I'm 19 right now, and I just like to say that I'm 21 so I can get beers.
Okay.
My name is Shlomo Gold.
come on, play it up a little, huh?
If you say it
quietly, it's anti-Semitic.
I don't want to be
do it.
Offensive.
We want you to do it.
No.
We give you Jewish permission right now.
Gosh, no.
Jewish permission granted.
If someone finds this and like this is the reason
we're
I don't get a residency
characters.
Slot.
We're playing
Shlomo
characters.
Shlomo is a real name.
I'm Shlomo Gold. And I'm a wannabe criminal. I really screwed up, though. A child was my parole officer, or a detective. Oh, man, oy vey, that was tough. That was bad. I'm trying to make it an organized crime. I've got some ties with Carlo Zanetti, and that's what I'm doing.
All right, I'm Carlo Zanetti. Got a daughter, Lana. She's a real piece of work. She's always out at the country club. Got some little boyfriend or something, I don't know. Got this other guy, Shlomo Gold. Pause.
Yep, here's where we had to pause momentarily because the pizza guy came. So we paid the pizza guy, and we began eating pizza, and then resumed where we left off.
Anyway, now that I got my pizza, what was I saying? Little piece of work daughter, Lana. Got this guy kind of she's messing around with. Seems like he's up to no good, but I can't really be bothered to figure out what that situation is because I got so much going on, and I got this guy, this Jew guy, Shlomo Gold, trying to get into the action. So we'll see how that goes.
Skipping ahead a few more minutes, all you're missing is just us eating pizza. The setup is over. Now it is time for the game proper to begin.
So, well, you could either establish or resolve. Establish means you get to pick where you are. You could.
Don't
you
we
get
have to establish.
We could resolve. Then
you
could
resolve, and then we all have to pick for you. But establish just means you get to pick who's in the scene. You get to pick where you're meeting and what time and what the circumstances are. And then you start doing a scene.
I'll resolve. You guys can pick.
I feel like it would make sense to see a scene between her and Carlo. Or you're going to ask him something. I don't know what you're going to ask.
It's like the back room at a strip club.
It's the bathroom at a strip club.
No, back room.
It's the back room.
That makes more sense.
I like your original idea.
No, not the bathroom.
You guys are in a bathroom.
And for this stuff, especially for the scenes, yeah.
One of you has run out of toilet paper.
Mr. Zanetti, thank you for meeting with me.
Shlomo, Carlo, please. Oh. Call me Carlo.
Carlo, I want you to give me a task.
A task?
You know, like something to carry out for you.
Well, the ways I see it, I feel like if you're coming to me, you gotta come to me with an idea. Something of value you can bring me. Because I got all the tasks, you know, from here to Wazoo, but I need you to come to me with a new idea.
All right.
Shlomo, come on. You know we got this trash problem. We got this trash disposal problem, huh? How are we going to handle that?
No,
how about that?
No. I want something bigger.
Bigger?
I want something bigger.
Oh, what's bigger than trash in New York? You know, outside of Apple Valley.
I know that there's a family member that you're not too happy with.
Oh. Maybe she's my biggest disappointment or something. All right. Actually, that is a problem I've been really struggling with. So maybe with some of your Jewish wisdom, you can help me out how to handle it. All right. All right, Shlomo. Let's see. You're in, but let's see what you come up with, Al.
Now, Jackie, it's your turn.
Oh.
And you can either establish or resolve.
I'm going to establish.
All right.
So, sorry, do I take a dice?
Don't take a dice.
Okay.
It just means set up what you want the scene to be.
All right.
It's going to have you in some way, but...
Me and you, or it can be me and anybody?
It doesn't have to have me. It can be you and anybody. It could be you and
Felix. Can it be me and Felix?
It could be me. It could be you and Felix.
Felix Frisbee?
I'm going to be me and you, though.
Me and you?
Yeah, it's going to be me and my daughter, Lana. It's her bedroom, about 9 p.m. She's doing her homework. I've got to have a little chat. So I just come into the room, take a little...
What?
Lana, you in there?
Yes, but don't come in.
Excuse me.
I'm busy.
All right,
Dad?
Well, I'm your father, and I got to talk to
Dad?
You, huh?
Dad, no!
All right, I'm coming in.
I put away a vibrator. Dad, how can you know? You know I'd like my privacy. I'm doing private girl stuff.
Oh, my God, I thought you were doing your homework.
Just because I'm 21 years old and I'm taking 12th grade again doesn't mean you have to check up on me like I'm some little kid. I'm graduating high school this year.
Lana, this is a disaster. Look. I am concerned about your school.
Yeah.
But I got a bigger issue. I got a bigger issue around here. And it's not that you're just disrespecting your mother. It's this guy, Felix. I don't like it.
Who's Felix? I don't know who Felix is.
What do you mean you don't know who Felix is?
It sounds like some name you just made up.
Lana.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lana, don't play stupid with me. I'm your father, all right? I've been to the country club. I see you talking to some guy. He keeps on coming back. He keeps on tipping you. I don't like it.
Okay, Dad.
I've seen it.
It used to be a big deal, but it's not a big deal anymore. I don't even like that guy. He just tips me. It's tips. It's good for the country club. It's good for the family, right? It's not bad if I get tips.
I don't like it. I don't like what his MO is. What does he want out of you?
I think we both have a pretty good idea what he wants. But don't worry. I got it under control. It doesn't matter if he's coming around the bar a little bit. I'm not going to let him fuck with the family.
I don't trust it. I don't trust him, and I don't trust you. Because you don't keep your mouth shut. And I'm worried about what you're going to say to this guy.
Listen, Dad. I'm not a little kid anymore. I work at the country club. I work there fair and square. I work hard for those tips. And if Felix comes around a little bit, I promise, I got it under control. You're not going to hear about him ever again. I'm not going to... It's not even a thing. It ain't no thing.
All right, Lana. I'm going to be real clear with you. You earn those tips fair and square because I let you have that job, all right? You didn't earn this job. I got you that job. Okay. I want to be real clear about
Daddy.
That.
Okay, Daddy.
I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance, but I want to be real clear about where you got this job from. It wasn't your own merit, so don't even talk like that. Anyway, I got to go see what your mother's up to.
Okay, Dad, you're so mean.
All right, go to sleep soon, huh? Go to sleep.
Fine. I'm just going to relax a little. End scene. It's my turn. I'm going to establish. We're at the Promise Hill Country Club. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. When I notice that Felix is already in the woman's bathroom for some reason. Felix, what are you doing in here? Get out. I'm not supposed to see you.
You know why I'm here.
Yeah, I know why you're here. Look, do you know who my dad is?
Of course I know who your dad is.
Okay, well, he gets really angry. He doesn't like you. He doesn't like your face. I don't know why. But you can't hang out with me anymore.
Listen, my little turtle dove.
Oh, God. Don't call me that.
I'll call you it, baby, because that's what you are. I love you so much. I can't
it's
be a
turtle dove. Even a, that's not even a sexy dove. Call me as like a sexier bird.
I'm a peacock.
Okay. You do have a way with words.
Why don't you just get over there by the toilet? You know that fantasy I love where you're cleaning the toilet?
And it's a really weird fantasy that I don't understand.
Because you don't understand men. You're the daughter of a mob boss. It doesn't get any dirtier.
Quiet. You're asking. I'm the daughter of a trash disposal enthusiast.
look, I want my fantasy. I want you to clean that toilet, scrub that toilet, get down on your knees, scrub that toilet.
Look, if I do this, will you just like not?
I'll start masturbating.
No, that's not what I want. We're in the ladies' room. Do you realize that? A lady can walk in here at any time, and then I'm screwed, and you're screwed.
Who are you fooling? This is a country club full of hedge fund managers. There's nobody that isn't reprehensible here at the Promise Hill Country Club.
I don't even know what reprehensible means. Just...
Gosh, you're so... I love your ignorance. Your ignorance is just like... It just turns me on.
You're such a jerk. God, what? Can you please get out of here?
You know what I actually want?
What?
I'm a federal agent, and it's all been a sham.
What?
Your dad's going down.
Oh, shit.
No,
oh,
yeah, your fuck. Dad is going down.
How are you? You're like 12 years old. How are you a federal agent?
I'm 19.
Still.
I'm like Veronica Mars. She's very, okay?
Okay.
Now, listen. Here's a cannoli. There's a microphone in it. I want you to put it in your dad's desk. Put the cannoli on your dad's
desk. What is this? You never wanted me at all.
No.
This is all but a scam.
I never wanted you. You're disgusting to me. You turned my stomach.
I'll bend over the toilet like you like.
No.
Just don't let me do the cannoli thing.
You're
I don't
gross.
Want to. This is a really bad idea. Yeah, my dad's really scary.
Your dad's going to be real scary in Max, Super Max, because that's where he's going.
No. Look,
you had sex with me.
You're not taking down this
You had sex
family.
With me. I'm still a minor.
Do you have any idea who you're messing with? The Zanetta family has been around for 200 years. They run this town. Well, you can't step in here with your Veronica Mars attitude and think you're going
to
get what you want.
Well, this town's about to go under new management, and you have no choice. You had sex with me. I am a minor still. You will go to jail unless you put this cannoli with the microphone on your dad's desk.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
Shut up. Okay. Slap you.
Why are you so mean to me?
Because you had sex with a minor. You're technically a sex offender.
Yeah, I thought... aren't you 19?
No, I'm really 17.
What? Why did you lie twice?
Under the lies of the law, it doesn't matter. You're the one culpable. You go to jail. You'll go to jail.
Oh, God, I'm screwed. Okay, whatever you say, I'll put the cannoli in my dad's desk. What if he eats it? He's gonna try to eat it. He's not gonna eat
the
cannoli.
That's the idea.
He's gonna eat the microphone.
It's like that new space age jet that goes around the Earth for a year. That microphone will last 5 years.
Why'd you need to put a mic inside my dad?
So he'll everywhere he goes, we'll know what he's talking about. Your dad's going down. All you have to decide.
You're not gonna get away with this, Felix.
Shut. All you have to decide.
Just stop hurting me.
Is whether you go down with him.
All right, Frank, it's your turn.
God, I don't think I'm vicious enough for
You can do whatever
game.
You want.
What do I do, Josh? Help me.
Okay. Well, you can choose to resolve, and then we'll figure it out for you.
What does that mean?
Resolve means we're going to put you in a scene, and then you can choose how the scene works out.
Oh, okay. Resolve.
Okay. So, Felix, you're now back under your federal agent guise. You're not pretending to be anybody else anymore, but you're sitting down with Shlomo, who's in here, to talk about how the...
Or you can just be... Wait, you're a federal agent?
Yeah. Okay, let's just be in the office. Your parole officer isn't here. I'm here, and you're wondering what's up. Shlomo Gold? I said Shlomo Gold. Is
here,
that your name?
Here.
Okay, Shlomo. I'm a federal agent. I've received reports that you are... have become affiliated with the Zanetti mob family.
What are you talking about?
Don't play me for the fool, Shlomo. Oh, I'm not a...
Come on. You think because I've been to the strip club that Carlo Zanetti owns...
That's right. It's known
that I'm... Oh, my God.
It's known that you're a homosexual. What would you be doing in that strip club?
Known by...
You were in prison, Shlomo. We always watch in prison. Now, here's the thing, Shlomo.
Felix, the things that happen in prison stay in prison.
Okay, Shlomo. You know what this is? It's a 38. I don't want you to know... I don't want you to think we're playing games here. Okay?
Okay.
I could shoot you dead, and I could just say you came at me. So why don't you take this spaghetti and meatballs and put it in the... put it in your boss's fridge.
Just want me to take... spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, that's right. Got a microphone on.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not working for him.
Are you working for him now, Shlomo? Okay, Shlomo, you got me. You got me good, but let me tell you something, Shlomo. I'll be watching you. I'll keep both my eyes on you. When you go to the bathroom, I'll be there. When you lay your head down and sleep... you'll dream of me looking at you. Get the fart out of my office.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Cool. All right. We're halfway through Act 1.
Okay.
Franco, it's your turn to start. Either establish a resolve.
Okay. Then I want to have a scene with, the Don.
All right.
What do I do?
Don't worry about the dice.
Okay. We're back in... We're in the back of a different strip pub.
That I also own.
That you also own.
It's a franchise.
Carlos Zanetti, the strip club franchise mob. Don.
Zanetti Nude Girls.
Zanetti Nude Girls is the name of the strip club?
Yeah.
All right. You are at Zanetti Nude Girls.
It's a franchise.
You're at Zanetti Nude Girls East to differentiate from all the others.
Yeah. East. Carlo, we got a bigger problem. I had a meeting with Felix the other day, and he thinks I'm working for you. And I got him off the scent for now, but...
Hold on here. You're telling me he thought you were working for me?
Yeah, I...
And why would he think such a thing?
He saw me at Zanetti Nude Girls West.
Well, you're not watching your tracks? You don't pay attention to who's looking at you?
I didn't see him. He's so small, though. He's 17. How can you... And, like...
Sorry to interrupt your important business meeting, but, Daddy, I was cooking, and I made you a cannoli.
Llama, that's very sweet. I didn't know you know how
wait
to make...
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Don't eat that.
Have a cannoli.
That is the same,
special for you.
That is the same sauce that Felix put on the spaghetti that he wanted me to have you eat.
Are you kidding me?
No, you don't put sauce on a cannoli.
He has got... There's sauce on a cannoli.
No, there's not.
There's sauce inside a cannoli.
Look, Shlomo,
I know you're a Jew.
I know you're a Jew, but I mean...
If you don't understand, our desserts...
Shlomo, get out of here. Lana, bring me the cannoli.
I made you a proper... This is my fucking daughter.
She makes me a cannoli. No. You're telling me about sauce on a cannoli?
I made you a proper Italian cannoli with no sauce on it, Daddy.
Cannoli. Look at this.
There's a microphone in there, I'm sure. Some sort of tracking device.
That would taste disgusting.
Whoa,
why would I do
Shlomo,
that?
Shlomo, what kind of Jewish paranoia is this? How would they get a microphone and a cannoli? Let's open it up.
All right. All right, let's open it up.
No, don't open up my cannoli.
Oh, why?
But you're
going
to ruin it. You're going to ruin it.
That's true. There's a certain way it's wrapped. It's a very delicious pairing. Come on, Shlomo. Who's going to destroy a beautiful cannoli? My daughter, she finally makes me a cannoli, huh? All right, Lana.
I'm just trying to better myself. I've been taking cooking classes.
That's very impressive. A community college, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I love that. This is my daughter, huh? Shlomo, you want some?
No, I'm good.
Hello.
Ah, Shlomo.
All right. You wouldn't appreciate it anyway. Because you're Hebrew background.
Delicious. Delicious, Lana.
Thank you, Daddy.
All right, I'm going to leave you alone, guys.
You guys have a business meeting. Bye, guys.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, Jackie, it's your turn.
I want you guys to set it up for me.
Okay.
Okay, you're petting a cat.
I'm a mafia don.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the
Could be like, yeah, and like the evil guy from Inspector Gadget was always petting a cat.
Dr. Evil.
That's true.
I feel like this is where the Don has to be doing some sort of shady dealings that would get caught on the cannoli wire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She's importing illegal bobbleheads or something. Jersey.
Illegal bobbleheads?
Well, they're legal, but she's not paying taxes on
them. Yeah, I'm making a killing on them.
Okay, so...
That's a real crime for you. All right,
so you're at the docks. You're at the Apple Valley docks. It's 2 a.m. You're meeting me, who is the bobblehead guy.
All right, so, What's the deal with these bobbleheads, huh?
Hey! Keep it under wraps. I don't have bobbleheads in here. I just got a whole bunch of cocaine in here. That's right.
Yeah. What? Wait a second.
Yeah. Cocaine. Wink, wink, wink.
I'm sorry. I don't deal with the drugs. All right.
Don. With all due respect, it's not bobbleheads. It's cocaine. Wink.
I'm sorry. I don't think I follow.
I'm saying that there's not. I would never have illegal bobbleheads in these boxes. What I got in here is just some good old American cocaine.
American,
because you never know who might be listening in.
I'm sorry.
So maybe keep it. Yeah, just keep it on the down low.
You know how this works, right? I don't know why you're telling me it's gonna be drugs instead of bobbleheads.
It could be anything. It could be it's Cheez-Its. It's just a whole box full of Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I just want to know.
So I got the Cheez-Its, if...
Alright, you got the Cheez-Its. but I just want to know what's the benefits of the Cheez-Its to me, because, gotta move these things pretty quick.
These are high-quality Cheez-Its, my friend. These are made in Guatemala. It's got just the finest cheese. It's going to sell like hotcakes. It's nothing like the Cheez-Its that you get at normal games.
All right, I just, just want to make sure we're clear on the tax incentives and,
Oh, we square. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is all going through the loophole as specified. If an accident happens to befall these Cheez-Its, you are going to be very well paid.
I don't know anything about any accidents.
Without due respect, Don.
All right. Respect accepted, but, all right. So, I got your word on this, right?
You got my word. Oh, you got my word.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. And now I give you the Cheez-Its, and now you give me the cash. I don't know why I said that out loud.
Fucking idiot.
All right. Okay. We are at the Promise Hill Country Club. Lana is at the bar when Shlomo Gold walks in and takes a seat. Hey, you're that guy who was at my dad's business meeting. I recognize you. What's the problem?
Kid, you're getting your dad in a big shit. Deep shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just like making my dad desserts.
Oh, that was a dessert cannoli. That's why it didn't have sauce on it.
I'm glad you're figuring this out now. See, if you really want to become part of the Zanetti family, you got to learn a little bit about our customs, sweetheart.
What do you mean, part of the... What do you mean?
You want me to show you what I mean?
You don't know anything.
You want me to show you some? Come on.
Some desserts? Or some...
Oh, some desserts. I got some special treats for you, honey.
I
don't know. some tasty treats. Oh, if you come, if you just come back here with me into the back room. Everything fun happens in the back room at a Zanetti place.
Look, I don't want to do come anything on. You look untoward. This is
untoward. Come on, you want to be part of the family, don't you? Have what better way to be part of the family?
I don't say this to many people, but I'm gay.
I burst in. Felix Frisbee bursts in. I put my .38 right at Shlomo Gold's base of his neck. Get up against the wall, Shlomo, you dirty rat. You dirty rat! That's my girl.
What are you doing, Felix?
Of all the people, Felix.
I was trying to get her on our side. I know the plan. What are you doing? You're fucking this all up. I'm sorry.
Go get me a glass of water.
Right away, Mr. Frisbee.
Shlomo. Look, I know you're gay.
Hi, Felix.
Hi, Shlomo. I know you're gay. I know this isn't what it seems like, but I know you are also Jewish. Is that correct?
Why is that relevant? Why does that have anything to do with this? Every time he
answer the question, Shlomo, are you Jewish?
So 17-year-old reflexes, I can't keep up.
Your name seems slightly Semitic, so I'm just curious if you're Jewish.
Yes, I'm Jewish. What does it matter?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was listening to the radio the other day, and I want to get into music. And I thought, Jewish people are in entertainment, a lot of them. Could you set me up?
Kid.
I don't have a demo, but I have a song. Shlomo, you are a homosexual, and that's all right. You do it with other guys all night. You do it till there's cum coming. Ow! Shlomo.
You deserved that.
In fact, I
don't know why I haven't done that sooner.
Ow!
Kid.
I'll tell my mom.
I don't care what you tell the mom, your mom, just as long as you don't tell the federal government.
So, will you take my demo tape? Will you take my demo tape? It's got 20 songs on it. Will you take it to synagogue and give it to Jewish friends?
Some of them are bound to be entertainment. Jew. Okay, I'm reformed, but not even very serious about that.
You're a reformed criminal, I thought.
Reform? It's a type of Judaism. Okay.
What's the type that is in the entertainment industry?
Well, most of those would be reformed, probably, but I'm not...
Perfect! This is great! Here's another one I call... It's the fifth track. It's called Fire
Felix,
and Ice.
Felix, shut up!
Ow! She's got
a
body like fire.
No, shut up!
And a heart of ice.
Oh my gosh. Felix.
She's Asian.
Felix.
So I bet she serves
Felix,
rice.
you want me to take this demo somewhere?
She's so nice.
Felix, if you want me to take
Felix,
this demo...
Felix, I can hear you. Shut up!
I'm gonna...
What? Excuse me?
Don't keep singing. It's okay.
Okay, Felix, if you want me to take this demo to someone...
Call me Mr. Frisbee. Go ahead. We're friends.
We are not friends, but I will take this demo to someone if you do something for me.
What's that, Shlomo?
Stop being involved with Lana.
Lana? She's disgusting to me.
Why do you have her here? Why did you bring her into this bathroom? Why are we in this bathroom?
My day job is a federal agent. I'm trying, until I get enough entertainment business, I'll have to be a federal agent until I can quit my day job. And if... I'm trying to get her to turn in her dad.
I'm sorry, I had a mini stroke.
He made me put a wire in the cannoli. I'm sorry I did it, but he's mean, and if he didn't do it, then he wasn't going to love me anymore, and I think he could be, the one.
As soon as I'm famous and have a lot more girls to choose from, I'll be making some decisions, but right now, I'm with her, yes.
Yeah, he's with me. Don't you get it? We're going to run away, and we're going to be happy together.
Shlomo? Shlomo Gold?
Felix Frisbee.
Well, we both had names.
Oh my gosh, I'm just taking
we were
this
playing
just
emotional
so they
can
shut
games.
Up. All right, okay.
End scene. And now it's the end of Act 1.
I'm giving you some. I'm giving you
that's the end of Act 1?
That's the end of Act 1. In between
hey,
Act 1 and Act 2.
Is that still the stuff I said? Asian with rice?
Aren't you Asian?
Yeah, but...
So it's
people
okay.
don't know that.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Well, say it for the mic.
Hi, I'm Frank. My hero, I'm Asian. I'm Japanese. So it's okay for me to say those jokes, but you can't.
Okay.
Should we cover it?
Oh.
Okay.
And I made Jewish jokes too.
That's and you're okay. not you're Jewish, though. Jew.
Oh.
Okay. Well, here's what's going to happen next. Everybody, roll the dice that you have accumulated. And then you're going to have a total of black dice or colored dice and a total of white dice. Subtract the lower number from the higher number. So whoever has the highest white and the highest black are going to now get to pick two new elements to add to the game, which I think is Jackie and Franco. Yeah.
Boom. So wait, now what do we pick?
You're going to help add a pair of complications. And these are elements that could, we don't know exactly how they're going to come up in the story. They could end up applying to any character for any reason.
Mayhem. Magnificent self-destruction.
Ooh. Beautiful.
Magnificent self-destruction. Okay.
Yep. So now I have to pick on what's the other one that I put?
Something under failure.
Failure? Fear leads to a fateful decision.
Okay. Whoa. Now we do Act 2 with the remaining dice, and it's going to go a lot like Act 1, with the difference that if at any point we find ways to incorporate either magnificent self-destruction or fear leading to a fateful decision, we should do that.
Okay.
And Franco, it is your turn.
Resolution.
So you're asking, you want us to create a scene for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are at the A&R department of Interscope Records. With this demo tape. Jackie, you're the owner of the record label.
Why am I doing this again?
Because you said you would.
Just because I said I would, and I'm an honorable. Hi, Megan, is it?
It's Megan.
Yeah, we spoke over the phone.
No, it's great to have you. Great to have you.
So I brought this demo in. That I really think is gonna go somewhere. It's this
kid.
Well,
can you just like tell me about this guy? Yeah, tell me about this kid.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's 17. So I think he's right at that perfect age where you could like stardom could start right now, and he could get really big. And this could be like a multi-year, maybe decade-long career or more. He's really made a stir in our little suburbia. But I think this kid is going places.
Well, all right. I mean, can we play one of his songs?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking it's pop, right? So better be poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, turn this off. Are you kidding?
Megan, are you? Let me ask
you
a question.
She didn't hit the stop button. Whoa!
Oh my God, this kid's a freak. How did he know I was gonna?
We'll stop it.
He knows he's bad. Do you say he knows he's bad?
No. He's great, Megan. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you Jewish?
Excuse me.
Are you Jewish?
Shlomo, I feel like that's a little inappropriate to ask.
No. It's relevant. My dad's
Jewish, so that's why I have a Jewish last name. But my mom's not Jewish, so I don't really relate to that side
so
of the family.
You don't really
but
understand.
I'm half a Jew.
Good.
I'm
you,
half a Jew. Okay.
You don't know the entertainment business. You don't understand it like I do.
Excuse me. I'm the head of A&R.
Yeah.
Are you
but
kidding
trust
me?
Trust me. Trust me. When you've been really unsure about something, have you gone to your mom or your dad for advice in his job?
I obviously go to my daddy, but that's because he also is in the music business, not because he's a Jew, okay?
You said it was creepy, right? That he knew what you were going to say?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, you know
but
what?
He knew he was bad.
What do you think the kids like these days? They love creepy. Lady Gaga, what was that? That's all about being a monster, being a freak. This kid is a freak, let me tell you.
Really? Like,
yeah, he's like, he's sort of like Veronica Mars.
Wait, what? A boy Veronica Mars? That's like my favorite show. Okay. Look, if he's really like a Veronica Mars, I'll give him a shot, okay? Because that was my favorite show, and when it was over, it was just so heartbreaking. And like, the movie was fine, but could have been better.
You're gonna send him to L.A.?
Yeah, I'll send him to L.A.
Okay.
I'll tell him to my guys.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Megan.
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, Jackie, or Carlo Zadetti.
Oh, yeah. Now what?
Establish a result.
I'll let you guys do it for me.
I think this is where you need to check back in with Lana and see how she's doing. Mm-hmm. You notice, you come home, and you notice that I'm crying in my bedroom.
Okay. Lana!
What? Don't come in.
No, I'm Lana, okay. I'm your father. I want to make sure you're okay. What's going on?
I'm okay. It's just, you know, boys are stupid. That's all. I thought this guy really liked me. And
what boys?
Amen.
Look, it's not really... It's not really... I can't tell you, okay? If I tell you, he's gonna...
I'm your father,
I tell you, he's gonna hurt me. He's gonna slap me.
He's gonna hurt you.
Daddy,
you think any motherfucker's gonna hurt my daughter? You tell me right now.
I fucked up, Daddy, but I'm scared. I'm scared.
What?
I put a wire in your cannoli because baby, and now
Lana.
And now they probably recorded you when you got the Cheez-Its.
Oh, shut up! Stop talking! Stop talking!
I'm sorry.
Oh
Daddy.
My god! Oh my god! These fucking kids! Oh my god, Lana! I have done everything my whole life to protect you. How could you do this to me?
I with Felix. He's scary, and he slaps me, and he's red.
So he slaps?
He's a forceful 17-year-old. I don't know what to tell you. He has a lot of presence.
He's a teenager.
He has charisma.
He's not even a man.
Have you heard his demo tape?
Lana.
I don't know what to do. I just wanted to make you proud, Poppy, for this and any family.
The feds are listening to this conversation right now because it's in my fucking stomach. Are you fucking kidding me?
Probably. Maybe we should make some noise or something.
Oh
like,
my
I'll turn
God.
On
turn
the
on
vacuum.
The fan. Turn on the fan. Oh, God damn it, Lana. I can't even talk to you. I can't even talk to you. I don't know what the fuck to do now.
What are we going to do? What do we do?
We, Lana? You think you're part of this now, huh?
I'm your daughter.
You crossed me, Lana.
I'm your daughter.
You knew what you were doing. You knew.
Don't hurt
me. You knew, Lana.
But I'm your daughter. You wouldn't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Don Zanetti. This is Felix Frisbee off...
The fuck you doing in my house?
I'm in your stomach.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, did he put a speaker in there?
Oh
How
god.
Many edible electronics were in that cannoli?
Oh god.
Yeah,
What do you want from me, Felix? What do you want from me, huh?
I want you in a Supermax jail cell.
For what? Cheez-Its!
For murder. Murder one, two, three, as many as you've done.
What are you talking about?
It's not how murder works. It's not how murder charges work. How did you slap me from the stomach?
Lana, nobody fucking slapped you, huh?
You're not. Him.
Oh, Jesus.
It hurts.
Oh, Jesus. What has he done to you?
Holy cannoli.
Oh, that's not funny, Felix.
Oh, I think it's very funny.
That's not funny, Felix.
It's hilarious. You're going to jail.
You Don have nothing on me. Nah. I didn't say anything. Lana?
Yeah?
What?
I'm not talking to you, Felix. Get the fuck out of my stomach.
What?
Lana?
What?
We're gonna talk later.
Okay.
I'll be listening.
No, you won't.
Unless you wanna cut out your torso.
Lana, you just shut up. Don't say anything and just sit in this room.
Felix, okay. Bye, Felix. I love you.
What the?
Sick
fuck. All right, I gotta make a call. Beep, 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 beep. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Shlomo. Hey.
Carlo?
That's right. Do it. Just do it.
You
I can't
sure?
say more. I'm sure. Sure than I've ever been. It's time. Don't ask questions. I can't answer them.
Okay.
Beep.
Shlomo, go.
I'm establishing. It's late at night at the country club, and I'm finishing up, but I'm all alone.
Are you cleaning a toilet?
I am cleaning a toilet. I'm on my knees cleaning a toilet when I hear the door open behind me, and Shlomo walks in. Hello? somebody there? Hello?
No. I don't want this to be harder than it needs to be.
Shlomo, what are you doing? What are you holding there? Shlomo!
It's a really good demo. Felix gave me, but...
Oh, can you listen?
No, it's...
But what are you holding in your other hand?
Oh, I do have a gun in that hand. Yeah, I...
What do you... know? But... But no. But I just wanted... All I wanted to do was help the family, and... I really was taking cooking classes at the community college. I worked so hard on that cannoli. I wanted it to be the tastiest wire my dad ever ate.
I mean, if it's any condolence, he said it was a good cannoli.
Are you sure you're gay? Come on. Look at these titties. I'm such a screw-up. I'm taking 12th grade for the fifth time. I didn't even want to be a mob boss. I wanted to be a writer for Cosmo who's going to come up with sex tips. I have lots of sex tips. You want to hear some?
Yeah, actually.
It's my dying wish.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This is from my article titled 35 Ways to Drive Your Man Crazy. Lick his elbow. It's gonna drive him wild.
What? That won't drive a...
I swear, this totally worked. It totally worked. The inside of his elbow.
Oh, the inside, okay.
Inside of his elbow.
That makes more sense. But outside, that would be... You gotta specify, kid.
Tickle his balls. Just really lightly with a feather. Okay, those were my two best ones. But I had one last sex tip. It's too late. All right, and that's the scene. And now, Felix, it's your turn.
What can I do?
I don't know. You can choose to resolve if you have no idea.
Resolve.
Maybe this is where Felix gets that call from Megan. All right, Megan's calling Felix.
Bring, bring.
Bring, bring.
Hello, bring. This is Agent Frisbee.
Oh, Frisbee? Felix Frisbee?
That's correct. Who am I speaking with?
This is Megan, A&R at Interscope.
Megan at Interscope?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, wow. Isn't it trippy how your name, the first two letters of your name say me?
I guess. Anyway, look, I'm just calling you because we listened to your demo. It's amazing.
Say no more.
Oh my god, Felix.
You listen, you give it to the people, the last thing they'll do is snore. Cause they'll be hearing me.
So that's our favorite thing about you, is you're kind of a freak, so we're really into that. And I love this Veronica Mars vibe that you have going on.
I'm hot.
Are you? The photos were okay. The photos were okay. I think we can work on that.
I mean, I'm planning on going on a diet.
Well, so we want to fly out to LA and just get you set up, get you in sessions, get you recorded, and we're going to offer you a pretty major record deal.
Megan, your voice is very pleasing.
Okay, Felix.
I wouldn't accuse, even though I'm a federal agent, I would not arrest you for treason.
Wow.
Because you're my friend, Megan.
I'm going to assume that's a yes. Are you taking the deal?
Oh my God, yes!
I feel like we already did fear leading to a fateful decision. I don't know if we've done magnificent self-destruction yet.
How do I get away with the biggest lie this town has ever?
I don't know.
You already did. I'm Felix Frisbee's a terrible singer.
What's the opposite of like a strip club? Is there like an empowerment, a women's empowerment type thing that you could also run?
Curves. The curves.
Okay, you're at a curse.
Yeah. Okay, this time.
Zinity curves.
Shlomo Gold and Carlo Zanetti are meeting at the back of a curse.
In the bathroom.
Not in the bathroom. Just at the back of a curves gym, and women are being empowered. Not in the back. They're
by fitting they're the not. Stereotype of good look being good looking.
Oh.
Just kidding.
No, or just by raising their endorphins, by being healthy.
Right.
All right, Shlomo.
I'm not I just want to say Shlomo is not promoting a particular body type or image.
Good
just,
to know, Shlomo.
Just health.
Shlomo.
Carlo.
Yeah. I know it's done, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's done?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
So it's my baby girl, you know? It was my baby girl.
Yep.
Held her in my arms. I remember every single smile, every single laugh. And she's gone. You did this. You did this, Shlomo.
I did this on your orders.
That's still my only daughter. How could you do this to me?
How could I do this to you? You gave the orders.
Yeah, but it's my fucking daughter, you know? I'm relying on you to have good judgment, and if I give you a fucking stupid idea, huh? Maybe you don't go through with it so that my only fucking daughter's not dead, huh? Huh?
Carlo.
This is where we are, huh? Fucking
yeah,
back
this
of
is
a
where
curse
we are.
For fucking women. Who cares about these women, huh? My only daughter, the only woman in my life that mattered, huh? You shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have done it, Shlomo.
I shouldn't have done what you told me to do.
Shouldn't have done it. I know she crossed me. I could have never forgiven her. But, you shouldn't have done it.
I listen to what you're saying. She had disgraced you.
She's my daughter. My flesh
and
blood, my daughter.
And you were that mad at her that you ordered someone to kill her.
All right.
You're
all
a terrible
right, all right. What?
You're a terrible parent.
What?
You heard what I said.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
You think you're gonna tell me how to be a parent? What do you know about being a parent, huh? Well, you got a wife and kids, huh?
I know I wouldn't kill my own daughter.
Oh, yeah, I bet you know, huh? So you knew. You knew this would fucking kill me. That's why you didn't try to stop me. You loved it. You loved it. Here I am, a complete mess. No daughter. I killed my own fucking daughter. You killed my daughter. You should have known. You should have known.
I've only ever done what you asked me to do.
Nah, you fucking Jew. I knew that. I knew it.
I tried to get you out of this.
Nah.
I tried to get you out of this.
You led me right into the lion's den. Ah.
I tried to get you not to eat that cannoli.
You shouldn't have done it. That's all I can say. Then I whip out a fucking gun, put it in your fucking mouth, and you can say good night.
All right. I don't know how you should. Okay, it seems like we only have one die left. There's only one scene left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Carlo.
That's kind of what I was figuring.
Don Carlo turns on the radio and.
Okay, well,
runs a bath.
Oh.
And gets a razor out. You better kill yourself if you cannot live your dreams. Your life
Don Carlo
is
listening to the latest Felix Frisbee jam.
At the
is this fucking Felix?
I'm
gonna fucking kill myself to Felix.
That you melted in your dreams.
You're listening to Kiss Top 40 Radio, the latest rising to the top of the charts hits from Felix Frisbee.
Oh,
where did this guy come
God.
From?
Kill yourself today.
He's gonna be a superstar for sure with his new hit, Kill Yourself Today.
Not what? Tomorrow, not the next day.
Get this fucking bath running faster.
Kill yourself today. And your dreams will never come true.
I feel like that was the end.
Yeah.
That end
Don
actually worked out pretty nicely.
Yeah. Felix.
Yeah, Felix became a freaking pop star.
Yeah. That end worked out pretty well, actually. I'm happy with that ending. So.
Felix.
All right. Well, that's the story of the Zanetti crime family and Felix Frisbee.
What's the movie called?
Of a family named Zanetti.
Felix. I don't know. It's just called Felix.
Don't take the cannoli.
No, it's not literal.
Take the cannoli.
Kill yourself today.
Kill yourself today.
You'll end up with a holy.
No.
No.
Shlomo Gold. The Shlomo Gold story. Silver on Shlomo
Promise
Gold.
Hill.
The cannoli of Promise Hill.
The cannoli of Promise Hill.
The cannoli of Promise Hill. The cannoli of Promise Hill is, I guess, the movie.
Okay. Wait, okay. Hold on, though. Cannolis have sauce.
They do?
No, they don't.
Don't they?
No, they
yeah,
don't.
You have sauce, like, around
no.
them.
No.
No.
No, they don't.
I really don't know.
I'm thinking of cannellini. Am I thinking of cannellini?
I don't know.
Probably, yeah, you are. It's a pasta.
Italian or Jewish?
Cannellini is a giant pasta filled
with
something. It's
not that. Cannoli yeah. is, like, a wrapped-up dessert.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is a cannoli?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have a podcast there? That was what we just did.
I'm not sure.
We're gonna find out.
Like, yeah, I feel like we might need it.
I'm about to turn off the bikes. Do we have any last words?
Oscars all around.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think we're done.
If there's a screenwriter out there who wants to make us into a movie, we own the rights.
Or a director or agent that wants to cast us.
Yeah. All right, mic's going off, guys. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. So. That was that! The Cannoli of Promise Hill, a game of fiasco. Guys, as I said at the top of that recording, an experiment. An experiment in a storytelling game translated into podcast form. Whatever you may think of the story itself that we came up with, me personally, I think it's a masterwork. No plot holes whatsoever. Completely consistent characterization. I don't know why somebody hasn't already called me to option the screenplay. In any case, no matter what, my only real hope is that you were entertained by that podcast. And if you would like to hear more things like this in the future, hit me up on Twitter at RadioTFB. Tell me your honest thoughts. I might try another experiment like this in the future, and I'm actually thinking of trying to tweak the rules of Fiasco or even create a completely different game that might be storytelling that would work specifically for podcasts. But seriously, I'm curious. I'd really love your feedback at Radio TFB on Twitter. You know what? You know who else would love your feedback? Jackie. At Macklin. Sorry. At Macklin. MacQueline on Twitter. Follow her, guys. She needs Twitter love. And, well, while you're there, gently remind her she should tweet more. She's got to get in the habit. But gently, guys. Gently. Come on. As for Frank and Franco, I could look up their information, but it's just not at the top of my head. I don't even think either of them use Twitter really all that often. But I'll be sure to put some plug information on the website so you can follow them, because they're great people. They're just great peeps. What else? Go to accepthemystery.net to listen to all the back episodes, or subscribe to us on iTunes, or review us on iTunes. Go to joshrichmond.net to check out all the other stuff we've done. Oh, look, I'm lapsing into like a Carlo Zanetti accent now after listening to all this. It's pretty addictive. Next week, No Country for Old Men. Until then, people...